The Holocaust is one of the most well-known mass genocides in world history today, which resulted in millions of deaths, including homosexuals, communists, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Roma, and mainly Jewish people. Though there were many reasons why Hitler and the Nazis committed such cruelties, one of the reasons why so many average people were involved was due to conformity caused by social influence.
According to changingminds.org, social influence is a change in behavior in one person caused by another's intentionally or unintentionally, which prompts the question of, how is one person capable of killing another human being on demand or dismissing another in need or suffering? Hello, this is Alexandra Huerta and
Carolina Torres.
And we're here to discuss the positives and negatives that social influence has on society and individuals.
Following through with the Holocaust, those who were trialed after the war tried to justify their actions by simply saying that they were just obeying orders from authority figures. This supports the theory of obedience, which is obeying the demands or requests from an authority figure, according to social psychology.
Though many historians, such as Daniel Goldhagen, believe that this factor of influence, blind obedience, is not a strong enough factor for their inhuman actions. However, the Stanley Milgram experiment proved that ordinary people were capable of inflicting painful electric shocks on others by the demands of a scientist, in this case, the authority figure. So, like, what is your input, and, like, what do you think about, like, the Stanley Milgram, like, experiment?
I mean, of course it wasn't an ethical experiment, but it did prove how, as human beings, like, no matter how good...
As good as we want to see.
As good as we want to, like, say that we are, I think that anyone really is capable of performing such actions. Even, like, I don't even believe that being religious or not really affects that behavior.
No, yeah, same. Because, like, if I'm going to be honest, if I was in that situation, if I was in that experiment and I didn't know, I would probably, like, still shock because I feel like because an authority figure, they're more, I could trust them, you know? But in reality, like, obviously this experiment and, like, the Holocaust, like, it proves that authority figures, like, they don't mean anything. Like, you have a title.
It's really, like, the power that you make them have over you.
Yeah.
And, like, we're just so used to, like,
obeying,
yeah. It's, like, so normal in our society. And it's, like, if you don't do it, you're basically a reject.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, like, yeah, like...
And you're looked down upon also. Like, if you don't listen to an authority figure. Like, if you're, like, not listening to, like, the police.
You're, like, the rebel, yeah.
Yeah, you're, like, the one that's going against. And you're looked down upon. So, yeah. I guess following through is... obedience, there's also conformity. So what's, like, all that about?
So conformity is the act of matching attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors to group norms and people around you. So from my own example that I've dealt with conformity, or not me specifically, but my cousin, her name was Christina, and she was a victim of domestic abuse. And on the day of the incident where she was stabbed and left to bleed on the sidewalk, there were many people around her neighborhood, like, it's very close by in San Antonio. It wasn't necessarily the good part of town to say, so that's understandable, but many people were just walking by and driving by, and even a shop owner was right across the street and had cameras, and he saw the whole thing happen, and just... people didn't stop, or they may have thought about stopping, maybe, goodness of their heart, but no one did anything. And that's the whole problem with conformity. People just go along with the group because no one's doing anything. They, like, diffuse the responsibility because, oh, no one's doing anything. Oh, then I guess it's okay not to do it, or someone else is probably gonna help.
Yeah. And you said that this was, like everybody was watching, right? Like, people passing by, and it's, like, it's really ironic. Because you'd expect that if someone's, you know, watching someone, like you said, like, get stabbed, like, you'd expect them to help. But those people in your cousin's neighborhood, like, they just tried to justify their actions by saying, oh, nobody else was doing anything, so we're not going to do anything. And also, I'm assuming they probably thought, like, like you said, it wasn't the best side of town, right? So yeah. People usually think like, oh, if we're in like a bad part of town, like everybody knows what to do, and it's just a normal thing to not say anything because you don't want to mess with anyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's stupid because it truly is.
Yeah.
A really dumb excuse because, you know, your cousin could have been saved, and that's the really sad part, that it has, like, conformity has come down to people dying because of it. So. Yeah,
and there've been also many cases, not just mm-hmm. of that, and even like there was one case of that became really popular of this was Kate Genovese, I believe, and she was assaulted in Queens, New York, where a man just came up to her and stabbed her, and her neighbors knew her and they saw what was going on. Some looked out their window, opened their doors, but no one did anything or came out to help her. And she ended up bleeding to death as well. And someone did eventually call the police, but in that moment, nobody tried to step in as well.
Yeah, this also happened like another case. I forgot what this guy's name, but it was trending on like Instagram. It was I think his name was Junior, but it was in like the Bronx.
Yeah.
In New York, and there was literally, like, he literally got, like, stabbed in the neck, I think. Or no, he got stabbed multiple times, and he was, like, at the corner of a gas station. And there was literally people walking out of the gas station, and they saw him get, like, beat to death and stabbed to death. And, like, it's so sad. And, like, also, like, the camera and the footage, like, it was so clear.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that he ended up dying, because he obviously bled out too much, but he was trying to run to the hospital, and on his way there, he died because he lost so much blood. And it's so sad. And yeah, like you said, this is not the only, these aren't the only cases. There's like tons and tons more.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess.
And it makes you wonder, like, is it just a sad effect that a result? Is it just a sad, like, phenomenon that affects us in a really, in like, extreme manner? Or is it just a really bad part of humanity and how we are instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess moving more towards like conformity, they're really caring about posting this on their own social media rather than going out of their way to go and help them, because these people were in the area. Yeah. They were literally watching this go down. And, you know, it's understandable if someone's, like, walking, or not walking by, if someone's driving by, you can't do anything, because most of the time, if you're driving or you're in a car, you're on your way to a destination, so that's understandable, but it's gotten a lot worse now with cell phones. But I guess moving on to the bright side would be social media. I mean, I know we were talking about the negative side, but now we can talk about how social media has brought a lot of awareness, and an example of that would be, like, you know, you're most likely to see a missing person on their on your phone rather than, you know, walking outside and seeing it on, like, a telephone post, because naturally everybody probably has some sort of form of social media, which would be, like, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And even recently at our own school, there was a girl missing, and people kept on reposting that she was missing. She ended up, you know, finding her way back home. But the fact that everybody knew about it is, like, insane, because if this was, like, back then in, like, I don't know, let's say, like, the 90s, you wouldn't know about it. Like, you would probably have to walk outside, which nobody does anymore because America's fat. But anyways but yeah, and that just proves how social media, it spreads awareness and it spreads the word quicker, like I said, you know. And then also following through with that, we could talk about trends. And I feel like every single teenager knows about this because, you know, I don't know. There's so many different eras. 2013, 2014, I don't know. That was my era with One Direction. Now there's a new era with, like, BTS, you know. That's kind of irrelevant, but at the same time relevant, because everybody follows through with the trends. You could be unique or whatever. That's not the point, though, you know. If someone has AirPods, everybody else is going to have AirPods. Yeah, you know.
Even just brand clothes.
Yeah.
Like Nike and...
Yeah, like Champ, it's either Champion or Championship or whatever the brand is. I think it's Champion. The Champion?
I think it's Champion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Champion. Well, that brand of clothes back then in, like, the 90s was super cheap. You could sell it at Walmart. No biggie. Nobody liked it. Nowadays,
it's everyone wears it.
Yeah, it's so popular. And it makes you think, like, oh, like, the reason for this is because of social media. Like, yeah, it made it a thing. It made it build its way up there. And now you don't even find champion clothes at Walmart. So,
like, how is it reasonable to buy, like, a $50, like, shirt?
Like, even the prices have even raised. Yeah, exactly. So
can make people do and spend money on ridiculous things, really.
So you can take that as what you want. Follow through with the trends or don't. Either way, it's a good thing. It spreads things quicker, brings awareness. And yeah, so now we're going to talk about...
Another part.
Yeah, yeah.
So another part of social influence. Compliance, it refers to a response, specifically a submission made in reaction to a request by someone else. So this can be seen almost every day, such as favors that, I don't know, your friends say would ask of you, or like your parents ask you to take out the trash, and of course you don't want to do it, say, because I mean, no. Who really wants to? Yeah, but you,
nobody wants
to
do it
because you come, but you comply, you know, because I don't know if you, because you,
it's just a normal thing to do, you know, like if your parents are like, hey, wash the dishes, you're probably groaning and moaning and saying, oh my god, I don't want to do it, leave me alone. But if you're a good person, you end up doing it.
Yeah,
you're compliant. And, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, specifically with your parents. It could be, like, everybody. Like, hey, can you pass me that eraser? Can you give me a pencil, please?
Yeah.
Or if you say yes, you're complying. You're agreeing.
Yeah.
Or not agreeing, necessarily, but you're allowing the action to be taken.
And yeah, exactly. And even if you're not aware, sometimes, like, there are even techniques that some people do to get another person to do something, like manipulation. Say, like, you go to the car dealership and the dealer uses the low ball approach, which basically means they get you to commit to a certain price, say like $12,000, but then they say, oh sorry, actually the price is $14,000, and well, because you are already compliant and you committed to their request, you accept the new offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even though social influence isn't good or bad, so to say, what we should be aware of is how
easily we're
how easily we are influenced by it.
And I guess, like, this isn't a personal example of BTW, so nobody call the cops on me or report me. Anyways, but I guess an example would be, I know people, so yeah. If your friend smokes weed, you're highly, I mean, very, very, very likely to smoke weed also. And I'm not saying 100% sure you are going to smoke weed. No, I have a friend that smokes weed. Do I smoke weed? No, I'm telling the truth. Nobody, like, please don't think I'm lying about this. But yeah, everybody is very easily influenced. If your mom's talking back to your dad, I don't know, you're most likely to talk back to the teacher when you're at school. Like, it's just such a normal thing to do. Siblings, that's even more common, you know. But I guess,
but there is also, like, the bright side. If like someone's being a good influencer and it's like, oh, you should, I'm gonna do my homework, I should probably do, like, be a good student as well. So
I actually have a personal example for that. This is gonna be very quick, but a personal example for the bright side of being influenced by others around you would be, I always say thank you to my bus driver. I also notice a lot of people don't say thank you, but what my plan that, or the plan that me and my friend had, is that we would get off at different points, so meaning we'll cut off people when we're getting off the bus, right? But we will purposely do it to see if they would say thank you behind us. We would do it behind a bunch of different people each day. Slowly but slowly, everybody behind us was beginning to say thank you. And
yeah, I've experienced that as well.
Really? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I say thank you.
Me
and
too.
Then the people behind me all say thank you.
Yeah, and I'm like, you trick ass bitch, y'all follow through. Anyways, but yeah, there's so many pros and cons to, I mean, there's so many positive and negative effects of social influence. So just like Carolina said, it's not a good or bad thing. And there's not one. Anyways, as I was saying, so point blank, point period, point comma, 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 here's Carolina.
So overall, though it's natural to be influenced by those around us and society, we should be able to maintain our own individuality and not be afraid to go against the crowd and those who are in need.
Thank you very, very much. This is Alexandra, or this was Alexandra Huerta, and
Carolina Torres.
And we hope you follow through with our message.